We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Okay, it's the morning mess. It's time for your favorite radio crank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we all say good morning to Cody?
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Considering we're okay, man. So, Cody, we hear that is it your wife or your girlfriend?
My wife.
Your wifey. Okay. So you need some help with some revenge on your wifey. What's going on?
Yep. All right. Well, I don't want to sound crazy, like I'm a very controlling person here, you know, but this situation I feel has gotten a little bit out of control. Let me explain here now. I've been married to my beautiful wife, Evelyn, for 5 years, and I love her. Everything's great. You know, normal marriage ups and downs, but I love it. I love her. It's great. But the past few months...
You sound like you're trying to convince yourself, sir.
No. It's just because this is going to sound really weird. You know, that's why. I don't want to sound like I'm saying, you know, I love her. It's just the past couple months. It's been a little weird. So she's gotten into these true crime podcasts, hardcore, right? And she's become obsessed with keeping everything safe, like the home security and everything. It's gotten really out of control. And I know it doesn't sound bad. It sounds like it's probably a good thing. You know, it's always good to be cautious, but she went a little out of control. You know, she started with cameras and like a normal security system. I was like, all right, you know, that's fine. And then we had to get like this glass shattering alarm, but then that wasn't good enough because what about if they can break in the window? So then she got bars outside of all her windows. She reinforced the door frames. It's crazy. And we live in Scottsdale.
Yeah, but do you live on the south side of Scottsdale? Because there's a difference, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
No, we're in an area that does not warrant this. And the thing is, it's cost us almost 6 G's.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Yeah, and I try to talk to her about it, and she just goes crazy about it. I think she's just convinced, you know, she's like, what price is worth our safety? And she has these things, and I can't argue with that. I understand it, but I don't think we need bars on our windows. You know, the neighbors think we're drug dealers at this point. It's crazy. And this is the latest. This is what made me want to call you guys. She wants to put in a panic room in our garage, like an entire, just in case. And I just can't. That's it. I can't deal with it. And she won't listen to me.
What's going on with your wife? Did she do time in Guantanamo Bay? What is wrong with her?
I think it's these podcasts. Some people think the world's one way, and they listen to just all negative stuff all day. They don't look at, you know, the positive in life, and they just go crazy.
Wow.
He's like panic laughing.
God, I know. That was definitely a panic laugh.
He's like,
help me. Oh, sorry. We're totally laughing at you. That's kind of rude. Okay.
I feel like if I don't laugh, I might lose my mind a little bit. So I figure I call you guys. You always seem to laugh a lot. So maybe we can get Nacho in there. Nacho with two O's. Did you give her a call? You know, maybe talk to her about all the recent upgrades she's been doing.
What?
Okay. So you want me to call her and crank call her and just mess with her about it? God, that is so crazy. You said it's up to $6,000 in security?
Yeah, and the panic room is going to at least double that because, I mean, they want to turn the whole garage into a fortress, basically. And she wants to get, like, these, you know, self-defense gun classes and all stuff, which I agree. It's good to defend yourself. But, you know, like, on all fronts, she's just wanting to put money into it. And we're like, hey, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to talk to your wife because I need some tips. So we're going to call your girl Evelyn. I'm going to pose, obviously, as Nacho Chavez. I'll just pose like I'm a podcast and I'm writing up a story of people trying to say maybe like a top five list of how to stay safe kind of thing and get her input on it. I'm going to just really freestyle this and improv this if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, you're the expert, so you just got to get her good, that's all.
Okay, I got you. I'm going to have fun with this one. All right, let's see what the hell's wrong with his wife. All right, we got Nacho's Revenge. That's up next, Morning Mess. Okay, it's the Morning Mess back with Nacho's Revenge, your favorite radio crank call as we spoke to Cody. He has a situation. He's going broke, man. He's going broke in his relationship with his wifey. She is really into these true crime podcasts that's freaking herself out, in turn, making her husband and herself empty out and drain out the bank account to get security in their house. And you guys live in Scottsdale, you said, Cody?
Yeah, Scottsdale, yep.
Not a rough neighborhood in the cul-de-sac you live in at all? No.
Yeah, not a rough neighborhood at all. I mean, it's not the most richest, but it's safe. There hasn't been any break-ins or anything recently.
Yeah, and now you're saying because, you know, maybe a security system that works, but she's escalated now where you guys have so many different things, even bars on the windows. Now your neighbors are judging you guys?
Yeah, they're looking at us funny, and I feel like a drug dealer. Like, we have all this protection, but for what? Yeah, it's crazy.
All right.
I really feel like I'm at the end of my rope here.
Aww.
And she wants a panic room now.
Yeah, that's the next thing. She's been, like, trying to show me all these different things and pictures and links online. She's emailing me, and, yeah, it's like,
I mean, what even is a panic room?
I guess if things get really crazy, you just run into this panic room and you could live there for a few weeks and until, you know, the cops or somebody shows up.
And panic. Got it.
I'm going to call Evelyn as Nacho and mess with your wifey, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Evelyn, please?
Yes, this is Evelyn.
Hi, this is Nacho Chavez, Nacho with two O's. I'm from the True Crime Podcast. Salutations, how are we?
Salutations, we are good, yes. Which podcast are we talking about?
Number 8. So listen, I've been hearing about your top-of-the-line security system from Facebook friends in our group messages, and I'm creating a top 5 must-haves to protect yourself in this crazy society. Do you have a moment to help save a family?
Oh my gosh, yes. Always.
Thank you so much. You're a great human. So first of all, what's your birth sign?
I'm a Capricorn. What does that matter?
Well, it says a lot about a victim. Ooh, Capricorn. Let me see here. A Capricorn. It says they tend to be proud and loud, and that's pretty much it. Pretty much worthless. But that's okay. Uh-oh. That's okay. That's why we will come up with this list together, Evelyn, to protect you and other weak people.
Everyone needs to be protected. Everyone needs to be able to take this seriously in this day and age. And if you need protection, I have been doing my research, and I definitely can help you.
You're going to help me so much. Oh, a tip. Stay away from Sagittarius. Did you know Ted Bundy, Pablo Escobar, and Stalin were all Sagittarius?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, yes. My God.
If there's anybody in your circle, anyone you know is Sagittarius, stay away. Okay, so anyways, let's get back to your systems. What kind of systems do you have in place to protect against the bad guys?
Well, obviously, I'm not going to share all of my tips, but I will say that one of the best...
That was a test and you passed. Okay, very well played. Okay.
Yeah, well, one of the great things that I've done recently is my husband, my family doesn't know, but I know inside places like the cookie jar, hidden above the mailbox, I have tasers hidden throughout the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. That you can use. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of basic, but go ahead.
Oh, you think that... That's kind of basic.
Oh, yes. Do you have a panic room? Because that's where you need to be, honey.
That's what I've been saying.
Who is denying you that?
Well, we have the bars on the window. I did reinforce steel.
Basic,
I found...
okay.
What? You think that's basic?
Here's why I say that, Evelyn. So I did my research in your community, and about a mile from you, there's a man that they called the Pooch Predator. He was locked up for 8 years and just got out, honey.
Really?
Yes, he trained his chihuahua to conveniently get lost in nice neighborhoods. Then someone in the neighborhood would find Pepino, that was his name. They would take him inside to keep him because he was so cute. Anywho, the pooch predator taught his dog Pepino how to unlock doors.
I knew it. I knew this type of stuff is happening. People don't pay enough attention.
They don't?
A dog that unlocks doors?
Yep, and whap-up! He would break in and rob them.
I just reinstalled a second front door. So there's one that we did a new door frame. Then there's a second one that's also reinforced where you have a security lock and a code. But I still think we need a panic room because, I mean, that's...
Listen, that. I'm surprised you haven't installed the Super Stealth 3000. It comes with a Teflon football field-sized camouflage blanket. It covers your whole house. I mean, I couldn't find my own house for 3 damn hours one time. I was like, wow, this really works.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, how should I spell that? I'm not going to write that down. Just, or I'll look it up. I'll Google
camouflage, K-A-M-O something. Or the Fortress 500 that protects you from the government invasion or even worse, people who wear Crocs. I would suggest Fortress 500 could be on your radar.
Are you punking me right now? Are you kidding
me? Mm-mm. Speaking of Crocs, I even know this woman named Nikki who has an extensive sought-out wine collection. She built her home on top of a mound, so you have to hike up the mound. She built a moat around her mountain with crocodiles inside it with bad breath. It's called the Crocky Like It's Hot 1000.
How do you even get crocodiles? That sounds brilliant.
Crocky Like It's Hot.
Crocky Like It's Hot?
1000.
But, oh my god.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
I feel bad at this point. Evelyn. First time ever I feel bad on a crank call. So Evelyn, we do have to legally let you know. You're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Oh my god. Why? Hi.
So Cody, your husband put us up to this. He's on the line right now.
Yeah, so you want to get crocodiles out? Come on, I think it's time to admit that you need to find a new hobby.
You'll be happy to know I've been reading more about crystal energy lately too, and there's this really good shop up in Sedona. And maybe we should just, like, look into crystals, because that's another great hobby that I would love to
have. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Evelyn.
I know a spot in Sedona called Crystals and Crocodiles. If you guys are interested, I'll hook you up with that number. Okay, Cody? What the hell is going on in Scottsdale?
Nacho!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.